This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time-wise, 7 after the hour, our point in the week when the people that are part of the Good Day program step aside from the normal rigor, the focus on important, serious issues of the day, not to the real stories. This is a time for all of us who are on the program, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and I, to work through the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, the top 10 items that seem to have occupied a lot of space and time on the more popular news talk radio issue-oriented programs, and the people who are being discussed as well. So why don't I go through that list first, and then we'll pick some of these things out that seem to be poignant and important in terms of the stories at number 10. Richie, did we retire the big voice announcer?
We did. Jennifer took it over for a little while. I mean, I still have him. It's just a little bit past that, you know.
Number 10.
You think it sounds old?
Yeah.
Number 10. Well, but Victoria, I don't think you've ever heard the big voice announcer.
Well, hold on one second. Let's go through them for her.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Number 8. Number 7.
Wait.
Number 6.
Why don't
number
we do
5.
In accordance with those actual stories.
Here's Doug's favorite, actually.
Number 4.
He loves 4.
I like 4.
4
is my favorite.
Yeah.
Number. Yeah,
right. Yeah. That's very specific.
All right, let's finish this off.
Number 1.
All right, you're Doug, the big voice announcer.
All right, so number 1, we could do these backwards as well, the presidential race. I'm very disappointed that it seems Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are not going to debate. There seems to be good reason on both sides, probably, for not doing it, because although maybe Bernie Sanders is the only one who has anything to gain out of doing
it.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, would be good for him.
Trump could only lose.
Yeah, really, you think?
Yeah.
Trump was so fun, you know, in true style. He said, yeah, I'll debate you. But then his people were like, you don't have to do that, Donald. You're
right.
Already the nominee. Why would you do that? All you're doing is opening yourself up for mistakes. And worse yet, you want to woo Bernie Sanders supporters. If he starts firing at you,
exactly,
and you give him a Trumpism, then you're going to alienate the people you want to bring in.
It's a lose-lose for Trump.
What's an example of a Trumpism?
Little Marco, you know, a lion's head, you know, one of those.
Little Marco. But Little Marco was little.
So yeah, but now Little Marco is in Trump's corner again, so they made up. It was okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. When did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
It happened yesterday. Well,
Marco Rubio said he was going to support Donald Trump?
He's going to go to the convention, and he's going to release all of his delegates to Donald Trump.
Really? Is that how he gets over 1237? Really?
No. He got those all on his own. Those were some unbound delegates that pledged support to Donald.
So do we expect that if you're loser, you vote for Cruz, is he going to send his delegates in to vote for
Still, Trump? We don't know. I mean, Kasich and Cruz are using them for power at the convention. I don't know what kind of power you can get when he's already hit the marker and actually passed him at 1238.
There's still should be some
planks and the
shenanigans going on with the first ballot and the second ballot.
Oh,
no, Richie. And politics shenanigans? Come on. What are you even smoking?
It's Trump.
Trump. Okay. So we have that. Now, just as an aside, as the president visits Hiroshima this weekend, and who knows what he's going to talk about with regard to how bad we were for blowing the place up, but he was asked in the press conference that I heard earlier about the candidacy. He's talking more and more. Every place he goes, the reporters are asking, well, what about Trump and what about Hillary Clinton and what about this and what about that? Here's a president who has failed miserably at pretty much everything he's tried to do, in my opinion. And he's
that's not true.
It is in my mind. It may not be in yours, but I find him to be pretty much an ultimate a ghastly horror show in terms of the presidency. I just find him to be anathema. There's nothing that he's tired. And I felt, I sort of at the beginning, Richie would tell you, I want to give him a chance because I thought that he really was about hope and change, and that's what we all sort of wanted. I didn't vote for him, but I didn't, there was no denigration of him and his ideas. It's just that he had some ideas and still does that I don't share, so I didn't vote for him. But I certainly wished him well. And for pretty much the first year, until what I believe to have been his true colors came out, you got a lot of, you know, from that point on, a lot of nothing. There may be, you know, actually, Victoria, to give the due that is necessary, everybody does good things, everybody does bad things. I just believe the more bad has come out of this administration than good. And you could say, well, what productive, why would you say that's not very positive? I just find
we're a very divided country, right?
Yeah, yeah, I think he split the country up badly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's helped.
Class envy,
and he continues to do that.
Yeah.
He continues to do that in his conversation about Trump and voting for Hillary Clinton and stuff. He's not a uniter. I remember Bush, who wasn't either, but he used to say, "I'm the uniter. I'm the decider." You know, all of that nonsense.
All right.
And he was a horror show too. So can we find somebody good in this bunch that is actually going to do something that they say or more good
than
bad? I
don't think Trump or Hillary is your uniter.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. I find Trump to be so much more divisive than Obama. I mean, it's...
Really? Well, that's just your point of view. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a different point of view on this. What I find troubling...
Send you a copy of my pay stub when I get it next week and look at my insurance column.
But you know what, Richie? It hasn't been the economy, stupid, this time around. I don't get that people are that concerned about the economy. I think it's just government in general.
Well,
that's the real focus.
Ask the middle class that they're worried about the economy.
Well,
or lack thereof.
This is what I believe will win the election for Donald Trump, and that is that he has, in a very smart way, gone after blue-collar people. He's made the economy his issue. He's gone after the middle class, and he's talked about creating jobs instead of making it more difficult for business to operate in the country. I think people believe that Donald Trump will make it easier for people to operate.
I'm going to relay something, a conversation I had with a business person earlier this week, a big real estate guy in my area who came from Lewiston, Maine. He came down here to go to work, but he grew up in Maine. His father had a business in Lewiston, and his family still has a business in Lewiston. And they can't find help. Yet, he tells me that the city of Lewiston has been overrun by Somalis. There are thousands of Somalis who have gone to Brewer and Augusta, Maine to live. They come into the area and they immediately go on welfare. They know how the system works. They are not making themselves there. The employers up there are looking for people because a lot of folks don't like Maine. It's cold in the winter. I don't like it. I don't find much appealing.
It's cold in the summer.
Yeah.
Good for getting in the water.
So these Somalis, thousands of them, for whatever the reason, are found at Lewiston. Is a great place to go in Auburn, that area. So, but the welfare rolls have increased exponentially as these people have moved in. Because it's so easy. Of course it does. But why has it gotten so bad in the last 8 years? Why is it that we feel like we've got to be giving things away to people who come here just to suck off of the public teat? To use a milking analogy. What did you start to say, Jen?
So often people say, well, you don't want to help people. People need a hand up, not a handout.
Yes.
And people that should be treated first.
Yes.
Yeah, short term. People that should be treated first should be American citizens. The fact that people know how to come here and game the system.
Rip us off. Right.
It's got to stop. I mean, if that makes me heartless, okay, I don't find that to be a heartless statement.
It's practical.
It's practical. I mean, you can't just keep
you can't go anywhere else in the world and do
my
this
wife
kind of
works
stuff.
For the
not
county
gonna sustain itself.
Here in Virginia, helping the local Spanish community that can't speak English, helping their kids. She's a liaison for the schools. And the amount of help that we give to people who aren't citizens, it amazes me. It really does.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's over the top. Foolishness.
Yeah.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the countdown version of Good Day, or the Good Day version of the countdown. We're talking about the issues of the week on News Talk Radio here.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88-key digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Kohl's makes it even easier to get Kohl's cash. This weekend, everyone gets $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. And save on the summer stuff everyone needs, like swimwear as low as $15, shorts as low as $15, and tees and tanks as low as $10. Plus, take an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Now that's the good stuff. This Memorial Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid May 26th through 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieve this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I'd give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com.
Use 19 after the hour. Whoop! Hello. 19 after the hour, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug discussing the issues of the week. I find this is sort of a countdown extra. I was sort of jumping backwards, thinking about the 90s when Kenneth Starr went after Bill Clinton, and now Kenneth Starr has become, I don't say the victim, he was fired as the president of Baylor University this week, because once again, we have a university that, if you will, fumbled, pardon the pun, the handling of sexual assault allegations. The coach, the football coach, was fired as well. Apparently, the football players have been roaming around the campus doing whatever they want to do. Nobody's paying attention to them. There are hundreds of sexual assault accusations against football players, and they've all been pushed under the rug or ignored. I never liked the nana stuff, but he was so preachy. Granted, Clinton acted like a teenage guy out of control himself and did some pretty horrible things. But, you know, this guy was, there were so many judgmental people who had no business being judgmental because a lot of them were guilty of the same thing. It isn't with any degree of satisfaction that I feel good about Starr, but I think what goes around comes around kind of one way or another. 21 after the hour here on the countdown portion of Good Day.
The Friedman Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's the Good Day program and our overview of what's going on. What did you just say, Victoria? You just come back to the party?
The doctor of what?
Yeah, never mind.
Love.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the stories of the week. So how many people are really worked up about, number three this week, of the accusations against China that they're building more nuclear weaponry and they have more submarines and their planes are chasing our ships around, trying to intimidate us. Does anybody think this is anything other than a show?
China is the biggest threat to the United States.
How? What are they going to do?
They are stealing our secrets. They are manipulating our money. And they are backhandedly
If they ruin us, they have no customers. They have no money. They have nothing if they ruin us. So you don't think there's anybody there that's smart enough to think about that?
I think.
But if they can take our place, then they don't need us at all. They can kill us.
I think that's what they're thinking, is that if they keep growing their middle class, and they are able to create their own. I mean, look at Apple. Apple's over there. Look at Buick. Or, you know, everybody's over there trying to sell to China.
Here's the practical reality.
So there's people there with some money. And if
they
can take that teeter-totter and switch it to them.
Not anymore. They have an economic slide that's not been well reported here in America that'll come out of the G7 meeting this weekend. I think more information. The average American makes $135 to $145 a week. I'm sorry, $130 to $140 a day. The average person in China doing the same work makes about $24, $25 a day. So as long as there is this disparity, and by the way, their prices are going up. Have you ever, I use this as a correlative because England is a place I've spent a lot of time. I don't know how the British do it. Life there is so expensive, and the pay in comparison to what we make for doing the same thing is paltry. University professors make half as much there as they do here. Yet they can travel and they do all kinds of things. I don't know how they, as I said,
To travel to Rome from London is no big deal.
Yeah, but a lot of English people come to this country.
Yeah, once you're there, once you're in Europe,
travel within Europe
easy.
Once you're already there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
very
snap.
Cheap. Like,
yeah.
state to state. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's very cheap.
Even easier because they have
yeah.
a better train system.
But anyway, the point I'm making is that we all get worked up. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about the Chinese, especially the financial commitments that we've made to them. But I think we need to be more aware. That's part of the discussion that you hear from a lot of the people, the militarists, who want to see Trump as president because he's going to get respect back again.
Well, and I
don't be afraid of us again.
He would handle their manipulation of the yen.
Yeah, differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And he would definitely take care of that because I think he understands
that. Yen? Yennefer Horn?
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, yen.
Yennefer. All right. Yeah, but just to review where we are. Oh, I didn't go through the people list yet either. On the list of people, because we have 10 stories that Talkers Magazine researches every week to find out what the top 10 stories are. On the top 10 people being discussed, Bill Cosby's at number 10, Elizabeth Warren number 9, Edward Nero 8, Debbie Wasserman Schultz number 7, Terry McAuliffe 6, Bernie Sanders 5, Bill Clinton 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, Donald Trump 1. Now, on that list, there's one... Well, maybe there are two, depending on how you look at Bill Clinton.
I think Barack Obama checks this list every week and gets mad because Donald Trump is beating him at number one.
Trumping him.
But listen to that. But that of that list, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Terry McAuliffe, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Elizabeth Warren, are all Democrats.
Yeah.
Mm.
Only one Republican on the list, Donald Trump, and Bill Cosby, I'm guessing he's not a Republican. But I'm guessing it doesn't make much difference what his stripes are at this point.
He's in but trouble, is what he
all,
is.
Remember, this is the talk radio countdown.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And talk
yeah.
radio is going to talk about these people.
Well, but it's interesting that there's so many Democrats that are on. This is the first time the reason I made the
talk radio
countdown for 14, 15 years. Is it because we're talking about them or with them? And in this circumstance, I think Richie's right. We're talking about them. 28 after the hour here on the countdown on Good Day.
Music is with us. Wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Traditional Pro, just $349. Sing it out loud with a Shure SM48 vocal mic, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The American Veterans Center invites you to attend the 2016 National Memorial Day Parade, Monday, May 30th at 2 p.m. along Constitution Avenue. Join thousands as we honor the sacrifices of our military from the American Revolution to today. Featuring musical performances, marching bands, celebrities, and active duty troops. The parade is produced by the American Veterans Center and made possible with support from Wells Fargo, the Nation of Kuwait, American Airlines, and Leidos. To learn more about how you can see the parade, visit National Memorial Day Parade.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 3 copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVice. 34 minutes after the hour now. Countdown show focuses every week on what the big issues, the stories, the topics, the people that have made it big in the news talk radio circles. And so I decided a while back to change up the way we were doing it because I have a lot of talent on the Good Day program with me. Victoria Keevan is here, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. So I thought maybe because we are all seasoned talk radio professionals that we could add our own sort of mix to the conversation, and it gave us something different to talk about, because frankly the Good Day program is not all about much of this. Admittedly, we are focused, because of the time of day we're on things that are different. That doesn't mean these things are not important to the people who are listening to the program. So now as a part of the program, it seems that we do ourselves well, and you, hopefully, as a listener of the program, by going through these stories, having you become familiar with them, and comparing them later on during the day to some of the other shows that you're listening to, how well do these lists stack up? You can see them, by the way, at talkers.com, and I believe, Victoria, we still post them at dougstephan.com, although we've had a lot of changes there, and I can't say that, so I might as well ask.
I will look into that. I
can't remember.
I do not know the answer.
Yeah, not a bad thing to post them. We sound silly because we don't know what's on our own website, so I admit to being silly or not sounding like we know what the heck we're doing. In that regard, I find the website to be a moving target because more and more we're spending time with social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show, fabulous connections to people discussing some of the issues that are important to them, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, as I said, at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day. So let me just go through the issues again so you have a handle on how the top 10 shape up for this week. The last full week of May 2016, sports talk radio, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. The only comment I make about that, and I do the same thing every year, as we get to the end of May and the 1st of June, it just seems entirely inappropriate for that stuff to still be being played, because I can't imagine anybody having any real interest.
Come on, man. Hockey playoffs this year are better than ever.
Yeah. Really? You're a hockey
Hockey's
fan,
always
too?
Always awesome. Yeah.
The two of you. What's your New York Islanders? Is that your team?
That's my boyfriend's team. We're a mixed couple. I'm a Ranger fan, and he's, we have a complicated relationship.
I see that, yes, right?
Once the Capitals were out, I was done.
But Jennifer loves Los Angeles Kings.
I sure do. Love them.
All right, the Celtics
from that Stanley Cup.
In the playoffs. So the Celtics, who's in the playoffs in the NBA this year? Anybody that
Golden State? I don't follow basketball.
Golden State is trying to save themselves.
Really? From what?
Which is a California team. Yeah.
From elimination.
All right, number 9 on the story list this week, Bill Cosby and his... what in the world is his wife thinking? That's all I can...
Save the cash flow is what she's thinking. Cha-ching.
All right. How could you, though, under the overwhelming weight of, 50 women? So let's just say only half of them.
But she knew about this. Please.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She knows
this was an arranged deal.
You think?
You think she's calling Hillary Clinton for advice?
Probably not. But thanks for the suggestion, Richie. Number 8. The Freddie Gray acquittal of the officer as they go into their 6th charge. This is the second one. There are 4 more. I got it wrong, apparently, this week. I was talking about this earlier on. I think, Victoria, you and I were. I don't know if, Jen, you were in on the conversation or not.
I was.
You were. Okay. So you remember that we I thought it was they were taking the easiest ones first and then the ones that would be most difficult to deal with in terms of what the public was going to say about them, the ones that seemed to be more guilty or looked like they were more guilty, take them at the end. Apparently, I was wrong. It's the other way around.
Yeah, these are the ones that they thought would be the slam dunk convictions, sort of.
But next up comes the driver, and that's the one who's actually charged with
That'll be interesting.
Manslaughter, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad reality. It really is.
Marilyn Mosby, who's the DA, is now looking at her own lawsuit because she's going after these police officers and their pensions for wrongdoing that it really seemed more like a witch hunt and a starting of a movement more than the actual conviction of a crime. And that's going to be problematic,
I think,
for her.
Let me tell you something. If one of these guys doesn't get convicted of something, they're going to burn down that brand new CVS they just rebuilt.
But how ridiculous is that? Is that what we've come to?
Extremely
ridiculous. You're being blackmailed by a town saying, you know, we're going to burn something down.
Well, but somebody's guilty of something.
Somebody?
Isn't somebody guilty of something?
No, someone does not have to be guilty of something, Doug.
Really?
This could have been an accident. I mean, you have a lot of what ifs.
Could have been.
The history of Freddie Gray hurting himself in police custody.
Not to be disrespectful, but the history of Baltimore, I lived there for a while. It is a chump change city. with white officers, way too many of them in comparison to the black population.
Wrong. This police department is completely integrated.
Well,
completely integrated.
I'm not saying that's
the
I'm not saying
the mayor's
some
black.
Of them are black, but
police chief is black.
Hello, can I finish what I was saying?
No, I'm just giving you the facts.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is the kind of rancor that exists between the white police and the black police. The white people live in the city, and the black people live in the city. At some point in time. We and I use Baltimore as an example. You can do Ferguson. How many other of these cities do we have this past
every
year?
City.
And yeah. It's the same business of racist stuff on both sides. The whites don't like the blacks. The blacks don't like the whites. At some point, unless we want to destroy our country, we got to figure out it's the same thing as Republicans and Democrats we were talking about before. Everybody's got their own turf. They don't want to give in. They don't want to change. I'm right. You're wrong. And this whipsaw doesn't work anymore. It can't. There's too many people here.
It's
interesting. You got to figure it out.
I ran across an organization this week called unhyphenatedamerica.com.
Love it.
Thank you.
And they are all about the cultural division that is created when we have laws that help us to keep from discrimination of one sector of our community. And what it does is it places us all in our own little pods against each other instead of just all being one person created.
We used to be a melting pot, now we're a mosaic.
Right.
It's a different
I feel like we've been a melting pot where nothing's ever melted. You know, I feel like that everyone says that, but nothing's ever really melted.
You know, if you think about it, in the 1800s and the early 1900s, the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, the Polish neighborhood.
It's something to what Victoria says. Yeah, yeah, something to what she says.
They all hate each other. But it's also a little self-imposing. I mean, you just brought it up, Rich. I mean, when I go to New York or when I go into Los Angeles, there's Little Armenia, there's Chinatown, you know,
Koreatown, for God's sakes, in L.A.
Why? That makes me feel
live
exploded.
With their own.
I watch my
kids.
Well,
even Doug's cows like to live together according to their colors, right?
They do. That's true. You learned that lesson well.
It's funny, though. I watch my kids growing up in a very diverse community. We have lots of Korean, lots of Indian, Spanish.
You don't even have to go outside the house. Look at how diverse your family is, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go out the outside, right?
Exactly. Even my dogs are Spanish.
Yeah, right. Well, so anyway, the point I'm trying to make, I don't want to belabor this, but the trouble that we have here, and you just sort of rang the bell with me, Victoria, by what you said, and Richard, we all said the same thing in a different way. You go back to the history of this country, the racism, the segregation, the slave trade, the way forever Jews have been discounted in our society. The Italians didn't like the Irish. They used to have unbelievable wars within the communities that they lived. And so it hasn't always been just color or religion. Sometimes it's just nationality. And it is why what is God or whatever the ultimate intelligence is trying to teach us in terms of trying to get along? It's baffling.
In a thousand years, we'll all be beige and it won't matter.
Yeah.
But I think people find comfort in being with like people. I mean, sadly, that may not be the most popular thing. We want to force everybody together. I think the idea is not to force everybody together, but to just get along together, you know?
All right, here's what we're going to do from now on. We're going to form our own club, Jennifer, who eat at Big Boy. And we'll have a war with the people that eat at Wendy's.
Right.
We don't like people that eat at Wendy's. We're not going to talk to people that eat at Wendy's. And better yet, the people that eat at McDonald's should not talk to people that eat at Burger King. Stop
it. What's for?
It's awful.
Which club are you in, by the way?
How dare you?
The Big Boy.
I'm not in either of those clubs.
We're in the Big Boy club.
I'm in the Wendy's club, actually. I don't eat at Big Boy.
What about you, Victoria? She's probably in the deli, the corner.
I mean, in New York City, we don't have fast food really around.
No, you don't. There's no. Are there any McDonald's at all in New York?
There are a few, Times Square.
Definitely Times Square.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go from...
So I guess I have to start my own club on my own island.
Right, exactly.
Alone. Okay. We'll come and visit.
Speaking of islands and clubs and stuff, the TSA next up in our scrutiny here on the Good Day version of this week's Countdown.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year, and they're discovering that the Sprint network is better than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out on this amazing deal. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. That's right, 50% off. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, plus more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. Why wouldn't you switch today? We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line via reward card. Learn more about how you can save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans. Hurry into a Sprint store or visit Sprint.com today.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content subject to inline port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 3/31/2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Restrictions apply.
Music is with us, wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together, like the sound and feel of a Casio 88T digital piano, just $299. Listen to your favorite song on a pair of AKG K52 headphones, just $29. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings, 3 packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
47 after the hour, in-store, online, the Good Day program focused on this week's stories from the Talkers Countdown. And I promise we talk about the TSA. I am not objective, and it's people say, oh, you're not fair to them. So I'm going to be quiet on this, and I'll let Victoria, Jennifer, and Richie. Because these guys just so send me. This is, one comment is this has to do with leadership. The leader's job is to observe, find out what's really going on, and engage a team that fixes problems. They've been analyzing these jerks for years.
But let me throw another rub at you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
None of the airlines will come off of their baggage fees to help create less bags going through security. If people were to check more bags, it would increase the lines.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of the Delta's like, nope.
America just kicked $4 million into the mess at LAX is so bad that American's going to pay $4 million to
which is a drop in the bucket compared to what they're making on the baggage fees.
On the baggage fees.
But to give it back to the TSA for a second, you know, I know I have global entry and pre-check, and I think you guys do too. I'm not sure if you do, Victoria. Yeah. But you pay $85 for that, or maybe more if you get both services, I think, combined. Do you know that they've been closing down those lines because they're short of staffers? So they're moving. Yeah. So what you pay for, then you just have to get right back in the regular line for.
I mean, LAX are notorious for that. The American, they did that last time.
It's nearly impossible for them to fire anybody to make changes. They just keep everybody on board. They just move people around and like the Catholic Church.
More people, more money. Yeah, and nothing gets fixed. That's a very apt way of looking at it. Yep. All right, continuing on with our countdown overview, 50 minutes after the hour.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bspa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On Memorial Day and the war movies that are certainly going to be a part of what we watch on television and at the movies themselves. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He has some movie news for us and a rundown of all the movies that are going to be coming out this weekend, plus a list of his favorite war movies, including that one. That's the theme from what, Chucker?
The Great Escape, 1963, Steve McQueen, James Garner, Richard Attenborough, which is not only one of the best war movies ever made, I think it's one of the best films ever made.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Excellent movie. Yep, yep. So we'll go through a list of some of your faves, plus what's coming out this weekend. Stand by for that next on Good Day.
Music is with us wherever we go, whoever we're with. The sounds we share bring us together. Like the sound and feel of an Epiphone Les Paul Jr. for just $99. Keep the beat going with a Meinl Cajon drum, just $49. Or strike a chord with Ernie Ball strings. Three packs for $10. This Memorial Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Chuck Curry, our movie... Said again, Doug. There it is. Our movie person with an overview of the movies that are going to be out and around this weekend. Chuck, what are you looking at as a hot...
There's two big studio films, Doug, opening nationwide. X-Men Apocalypse, yet another big budget superhero movie. This one's scoring around 52% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. And then Disney's Alice in Wonderland sequel, Alice Through the Looking Glass. Like the first film, this has gotten poor reviews, which is somewhat surprising considering you'd think Disney would fix some of the errors from the first film, although Tim Burton isn't the director, he's a producer, and I guess they just let him do his thing. One other bit of news in terms of Disney. Disney's teaser trailer to their live-action Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson received 91 million viewer hits on YouTube and other formats, which is a new record for hits for a trailer. That's a good sign. The studio also looking to do a live-action version of The Little Mermaid, and also a Cruella de Vil movie with Emma Stone attached. Some TV news of interest. According to reports, HBO is not going to do a third season of True Detective. Most critics and fans loved the first season, didn't dig the second one. Although I did. I thought the second season, although flawed,
Tell us about the show. Remind us who's in it and what the gig is.
Well, the second season had Vince Vaughn and Rachel McAdams. Basically, it's a sort of a murder mystery for 10 episodes. First season had Woody Harrelson. That got the great reviews, and people really liked it. The second one was very divisive, and the ratings were down, so it appears they're going to pull the plug. I wanted to ask you a question. There's stories out that Rob Lowe is in negotiations to join Kelly Ripa in Kelly Ripa Live, a morning show.
Interesting.
One, do you like that pick, and why would he do it?
It still got canceled.
He's likable.
He needs a job.
I think he's very likable. I think he comes across as likable. He's pleasant looking. He sounds good. I think that's what they need there, somebody to sort of calm things down. I think he might be an interesting choice. He's not as good as me.
I think he's a great pick. Well, the reason I said why would he do it, obviously he's going to do it for security and probably a $10 million a year paycheck, but it's also going to alter his future acting endeavors because that's going to take a lot of his time. So he's definitely not going to be able to do, most likely, a sitcom unless it's filmed in New York.
Exactly. He's going to have to do a New York-based show if he's doing it because that's where they are. All right, Chuck, give us quickly your list of your favorite sort of war movies for Memorial Day weekend.
Number 5, Glory from 89, Matthew Broderick. Number 4, Full Metal Jacket from 87. Number 3, Saving Private Ryan. Number 2, The Deer Hunter with Robert De Niro, great movie. And number 1, The Great Escape, Steve McQueen, James Gardner, Richard Attenborough, and Donald Pleasant. I love that movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. There's a thrill to it. The motorcycle scene, jumping the wall, is really something that you never forget. Chuck Curry is a good man. He's here, our movie person on Good Day 59 F.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.